It's a day when events on London's Stock Exchange could have serious political ramifications. If Lloyds shares continue to slide, the government will come under renewed pressure over the way it's handling the credit crunch. One man who'll be watching the numbers very closely is the Chancellor, Alistair Darling.
I've made it very, very clear on a number of occasions that we believe that banks are best run in the commercial sector and privately owned.
That is clear. But while the Chancellor doesn't want to nationalise any more banks, his hand may be forced. This latest twist in the banking crisis has its roots in a government-brokered deal last autumn. The deal saw Lloyds TSB take over struggling HBOS and formed the Lloyds Banking Group. But on Friday, the group's shares went into freefall, losing more than a third of their value. The reason for the gloom was the prediction that HBOS losses for 2008 will be £10 billion. If Lloyds shares continue to fall today, the government may have to step in and increase its already significant 43% stake in the group.
What's worrying about it is that we're getting into nationalisation accidentally, by stealth from maybe, but certainly accidentally.
That's the Liberal Democrat spokesman Vince Cable. The government has already nationalised Northern Rock and Bradford and Bingley and has a 70% stake in the Royal Bank of Scotland. Vince Cable says Lloyds Banking Group could need more taxpayers' money soon.
So we'll have the biggest bank in the world in balance sheet terms, Royal Bank of Scotland, already de facto nationalised, and then this similarly. And my frustration is that we have these banks that are almost nationalised but are not being run in the public interest.
Vince Cable is not the only one who's frustrated. Gordon Brown is said to be very angry about the prospect of bailed out banks paying well-paid staff bonuses. Lloyds itself is reportedly planning a £120 million handout to employees, although it says much of the money will go to lower paid staff. The Conservative leader David Cameron says that must be the rule.
Bonuses to the board, bonuses to senior executives, bonuses to big traders, bonuses to the big money earners, that is completely wrong.
The Treasury Financial Secretary Stephen Timms agrees.
I think people will rightly want to make sure that very well paid people who have contributed to the problems that we're now seeing across the banking sector should not be rewarded by bonuses.
But what about the city watchdog, the Financial Services Authority? Despite being criticised for failing to rein in the banks before the bust, the FSA will be paying bonuses to its own staff. The FSA chairman, Lord Turner, says getting rid of its bonuses would effectively cut the pay of its employees by an average of 15% at a time when critics say the regulator needs to attract better staff. But does he think Lloyds should be paying bonuses too?
That is a matter for the government as a shareholder and for the management of Lloyds. Our interest is that the structure of bonuses for the future, and I'm sure there will be bonuses in the banking system, does not encourage unnecessary and unreasonable risk-taking.
So as that row rumbles on, the government will be hoping for a banking bonus of a different kind, a revival of Lloyds' share prices that'll give ministers some much-needed breathing space.